Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated December 15th, 2023, is titled, For Your Protection. Life is tough. It's a fight. It's so comforting, though, knowing that it's in the Lord's nature to protect his children. The world feels like acid most days, aggressively attempting to strip me of any notion that I am indeed a protected individual. My weakness is in my own strength. I'm a, quote, strong person by most accounts, physically, emotionally, and mentally, but therein lies the rub. The kingdom of darkness is depending on me to posture myself as, quote, strong in my flesh. When the world's contending with me, then I mustn't resort to battle at its level. I will surely lose that battle over the long haul. Rather, I must remember who I am in Christ and who's promised to protect me, no matter what. 2 Corinthians 12:9 through 10 reads, But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So the first lesson here is that if you want to feel protected, then you must let the Lord protect you. And I say that in a self-realizing way, as the Lord protects us even when we're not, quote, letting him. If you, in your flesh, continue to resort to your own physical, emotional, and mental fortitude as your armor, then you've already set yourself up for failure. The Lord has taken up this battle with the devil, so hand it over. Ephesians 6:10 through 18, part A, reads, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. Our greatest protection is already at hand. Our Lord is our protector. We only need to surrender to this truth. This is the critical step when feeling the overwhelming pressure of the world as it tries to strip you of your peace. Deliverance is but a change of perspective away. In his ministry, Jesus often encouraged his disciples of this very thing. John 6:37 through 40 reads, All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. John 10:27 through 28 reads, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. John 17:9 through 12 reads, I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. We are sheep. The easiest way for a wolf to devour a sheep is to separate it from the pack. For us, this separation happens between our own two ears. If we're convinced that we're alone in this world and unprotected, then we become easy prey. Our fight or flight response naturally kicks in, and we compound the situation by donning our own battle gear. But if we are convinced of his protection, we submit to it and are freed from the debilitating throes of doubt. Romans 8:31-39 reads, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, quote, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So learn what it means to, quote, be protected, to abide in the reality of it. Own your place in God's family. The Father sent the Son to secure it. Submit to the Lord's protection. You cannot secure yourself in this world. You're not strong enough. When you hear whispers encouraging you to take up your own armament, identify them for what they are: temptations to lure you back into weakness, insecurity, and doubt. 1 John 4:1-4 read, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." God sent his only begotten Son into this world for your protection. If the holy, sovereign, omnipotent God of the universe is for us, who can be against us? Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.